The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Oh my gosh, we are pinging today.
Today is so special.
First of all, today it's supposed to be in the 70s. We don't know what day it is while you're listening, but it is supposed to be in the 70s today. I even wore white pants, white jeans.
I can't wear white anymore.
I'm ready. Why?
Because they're too big.
They're too big.
I look too round.
Get a smaller pair.
No, I just look too round.
Well, then get a shirt that hangs down over your buttocks.
Well, I got that on right now.
We kind of match today.
Well, sort of.
You have blue and white on.
Yeah.
You have blue and white on. Welcome. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. We have guests today.
Very special guests.
Yes. We have my husband, Mark Harris.
Quite a handsome guy.
Clap, clap.
He's looking like, what am I doing?
He has his headphones on, totally wrong, but it's okay as long as he can hear, right?
And then we have Mr. Prentice. Yay! The love of my life.
This is a first ever in the history of Stuff.
Wife and husband?
Yep, this is it. This could be a bust or a bang. Could be boom.
Philip, I need your opinion of this. I know you're listening, and I'm really glad you sent this email and all that stuff. You just made my day.
Yes. And I do want to say that since a few days ago, we didn't really know, you know, we don't ever know how many listeners we have.
Yeah.
But I have this app on my phone. It's called Nextdoor. And it's very cool. Mm-hmm. And I've had some next door messages from, I don't have it open, but I think it's Jeff, that loves our show, listens all the time. Then somebody else chimed in, loves our show. One of them said it should be syndicated.
Now, I've got that on my phone, so I'm going to have to check that out again because I haven't looked at it in a while.
So I posted WTBR 89.7 FM on your dial every Thursday morning at 8:30. Remember, we're recorded. Don't try to call.
We are not live.
No, we are not live. Not yet.
We're not dead either.
Not yet.
No dead air. And,
you never know around here. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's hear it.
This is one. I like this one.
Okay.
The views and opinions of this program are solely ours and not necessarily, responsibility or never mind.
Those are so good. Those are so good, and they're different every time. And I challenge you to never repeat one. Always do a new one every time.
I don't know if I could do that.
Yes, you can.
Can I use you guys for that?
Yes, yes.
Always supposed to be talking into the mic. Not
every time. Yeah. So, of course, we don't know what day it is, but we're hoping that you're listening to this on maybe May 9th or so. Mm-hmm. If you're not, it's okay. So we're going to tell you a few days of the week, holidays, fun holidays.
Okay.
Tuesday the 9th, which is really not Tuesday because I'm using an old calendar, so just ignore that I said Tuesday. It is just May 9th, Lost Sock Memorial Day. We talked about this.
What now?
Lost Sock Memorial Day.
Yes, we're going to have a memorial
for our lost socks. We talked about this, and that May 9th would be so much fun to organize your friends, your family, you put the word out, and meet somewhere, and everyone bring in the single sock that you have in the drawer that you've lost somewhere in the washer or the dryer.
See if anybody else has a match.
And see if anybody has a match. And have, I wonder what you can do for refreshments on the, what could you do?
Nothing that's constipated.
No. What?
She said something earlier.
I did earlier,
about
yeah.
Program it, yeah, on, and, yeah. And I just didn't get it.
Well, it was yes. So what could you have on Sock Memorial Day?
Puppets?
Puppets? You could make little puppets? What could you eat,
with
though?
Oh.
You know, there's no toe food. Oh, you can have tofu!
Oh, God. Even I don't like tofu.
Oh, my gosh. So on the 10th is National School Nurse Day. Also, it's Clean Up Your Room Day, Twilight Zone Day, and Eat What You Want Day are on the 11th. Limerick Day is the 12th. You know Mary. I think Mary would love Limerick Day.
My folks are from Limerick.
There you go. You should write a limerick, and you should do it in your little accent.
Oh, God. Oh,
I didn't mean to be condescending.
Yeah.
And then May 13th is Frog Jumping Day.
Oh.
There's another get-together.
She say Bring Frog Jumping Day?
Frog Jumping Day.
I told you that was going to be good.
Frog Jumping Day. Then Dance Like a Chicken. Dance Like a Chicken Day is the 14th. The 15th is Chocolate Chip Day. And the 17th is Pack Rat Day. Dance Like a Chicken Day. I like Dance Like a Chicken.
I like the frog ones better.
Do you like? What did I miss?
Toad.
Toad. Get out. All right, I'm going to turn
okay.
this way.
All right. I have three. True or false, and you cannot say true or false until the end of the program.
Correct.
Number one, is this true or false? Albert Einstein was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics for the theory of relativity. That's number one. Number two, the Internet and the World Wide Web are the same thing. Number three, cows have best friends.
And these are all true or all false?
Two are false and one is true.
One is true. I think I got it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She says that, but, you know.
I definitely have it.
Oh, you definitely that was my husband, Mark. Yep. He is so smart.
I don't
he
know
is
about
so
that.
Smart. And I actually have something. I actually have. Oh, don't hold up your fingers now. Don't. You talked about the internet just now. And I have, the inventor of the internet regrets the URL setup, which ties in with
Why?
What you just said. Tim Berners, have you heard of him?
No.
I don't think so.
Tim Berners-Lee, who created the main software of the World Wide Web,
okay,
admitted he regrets one thing, adding the...
Forward
is that a forward slash?
Slash?
Forward slash.
I hate saying that.
After HTTPS in a web address, it was standard for programming but didn't serve any real purpose. And when looking back in 2009, he said leaving it out would have saved time and space.
Wait a minute. So we don't really have to say that?
Well, I think we do because he did it. And if he did it, then we do.
Well, he did it wrong.
He thinks he did it wrong now. He says it would have saved space.
Because when I read the newspaper at the other station, I have to say that when I do those kind of things, and it just sounds so weird. Do you ever still say www?
Never. I never say it. I never write it. Now, my husband, who's a techie.
Do you know that she's speaking for you all
why?
This time?
Yes,
why?
I realize that.
Do you need to put the www. Or can you just put the website?
You're not going to answer for me?
No. 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 Do you really need all that in the beginning?
No, you don't need to put the http://www.
So you can skip all that. You notice the www?
Yes, from
the southern accent, little southern twang in there.
www.
He's right, fits right in with the www. So why do we do it?
Habit.
Some people
it used
think
to be required.
It used to be required.
Right. The younger generation probably doesn't even know it
right.
exists.
I have things to talk about this morning with about the younger generation. So you just pulled it. You just see that he fit right in. He pulled right in things
that
I had planned.
Look at that. He's right
now,
on time.
Greg, do you go on the computer a lot?
Yeah.
Do you type in www. All that stuff before you type in ReadersDigest.com.
No.
See? Nobody uses it.
Because he doesn't do Reader's Digest.
Well, I said that because I have some things from Reader's Digest today.
Oh, so. I see.
That's what's
So I'm just going to be funny.
Good.
Because, like, for instance, I'm proud to say that I have completed the first item on my bucket list.
What? I hope it's
getting the bucket.
That's it.
Oh!
I have the bucket.
You have the bucket.
Very good.
Oh, my. What if you, you know that little nursery rhyme, there's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza.
Yeah.
If you have a hole in the bucket and you fill your bucket list, do your bucket list items fall out? Okay, never mind.
Moving on. What do you have, Mark?
You have some things?
Do you have anything?
Oh, I'm not
He's
prepared.
Made notes on his paper. Greg has also made notes.
Yes.
What did you have there?
Which one?
Anyone you want. You just pick one.
I'll start.
Are you think?
Beets?
Like B-E-E-T-S, the food?
Yeah.
You like
what
them?
What about it?
That could be any vegetable.
Oh!
Why would you pick that?
That's
Why
what he wrote down.
Everybody hates beets.
So
I like them.
Would you read the question?
If you could be any vegetable, which one would you be, and why?
And why then?
Oh, I didn't get that far.
Why would you be a beet? I like beets. Do you like beets?
Yeah.
Do you like them plain or pickled?
Both.
Me too. Hot or cold?
Oh. Hot and cold.
Me too. Are we married to the right people here? Wait a minute. My husband doesn't. Honey, do you like beets?
I like beets.
Hot. He likes hot beets.
Hot beets. Oh, hot beets.
Hot. Hot or hot?
Hot.
Hot beets. I'm with you guys with the beets. Now, here comes the next Bev.
I don't know. Probably the celery because it's crunchy.
You don't like beets?
No.
Uh-oh. That's why you're on the other side of the table here.
I know. It's safer over here, too.
So you'd
we should have brought some beets to throw at her.
You would be celery?
Pull the pin.
I guess.
Pull the pin. So you all out there didn't see this, but he said
it's a good thing we're not on TV.
Greg said pull the pin, and he did the grenade throwing motion with his hand.
Don't worry, he's going to pay.
Oh yeah.
Yes, there is a life after the show today. So you'd be celery?
I don't really know. I mean, that's the first thing that popped into my head because I like the crunch of it.
You like celery, Mark?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I like celery.
I don't like celery.
Mark, if you were to be a vegetable, I think I know. Which one would you be?
Tell me. Cause
I think you'd like a can. I think you would be a canned green bean.
No.
No?
Sorry.
I wouldn't want to be in a can.
What would you be?
I don't know. Ear of corn.
An ear of corn.
That's a good one.
An ear of corn.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Now, that's interesting.
I changed my mind.
You can.
I want to be asparagus.
She wants to be asparagus.
Yeah.
Why?
Lean and green.
Because it's delicious.
It is delicious.
And I'm delicious.
Uh-oh. You need some time alone?
Not right now.
Well, since you asked, I'd be a potato. I'd be a potato because I'd be nicknamed Spud. I like that.
Spud or Stud?
Spud. I like the Spud. I like Spud.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you that from
Spud?
Now on.
Me too.
You're going to call me Spud? That's one of the questions we had on there. On our little ask, what would be your, isn't that on there? What was the nickname that you were?
Yes.
What was the nickname that you were called when you were younger that was embarrassing or?
Bertha. Yeah.
Because you were big?
No, because just my grandmother liked the name.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why, back then, did people say Big Bertha? Did that come from a movie or a TV? Because it's kind of,
I think it kind of
insulting.
Bertha? I know, but she was a big woman.
Who is she?
Bertha.
Mark, what was your nickname growing up that you didn't really care for, or didn't you have one?
I don't think I had one as a kid, but when I worked in technology, they called me Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Sounds like a band.
It does.
It does.
It probably would work.
It was.
And I knew he was going to say Marky because there's a couple of times I've called you Marky.
Oh, that's
in
right.
In our relationship. You don't like that.
No.
Greg, nickname?
Don't remember any.
What would you like to be called?
Honey.
Yeah, master.
No.
Oh, that ain't gonna go. No, that ain't gonna fly.
Well, as long as you asked me, my nickname was Dumbo.
Who called you Dumbo?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I have big ears like my dad.
Oh, I thought it was because you're tall.
No. That would be like giraffe or Dumbo, the elephant.
Did anybody ever ask you how the weather is up there?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. But then I'd say nicer than down there.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes.
Yeah.
But my ears are big, but they're flat. I was blessed to have them be flat. So Dumbo was kind of it wasn't an insulting thing. It was kind of a fun thing.
Well, I always got Bevy, too.
Bevy.
Yeah, and I get
you don't
upset.
Like Bevy.
No, because I'm not a group.
Bevy.
Yeah, it's a group.
It's a band?
A group.
What is a group?
It's a group of things.
Oh, a group of things. A bevy. I got that.
Okay.
I didn't even have to spell it. I got it. All right.
Fine. All right. Is a rivalry between two vegetarians still called the beef?
Ah.
Ooh.
Ah.
That's a tough one.
Ah.
Nobody's looking.
Yeah.
I'm just putting that out there for you to think about.
Do we still say something's a beef if it's an issue?
I think so. Yeah. I have a beef with you. I don't know.
I had some funny that you say that because beef seems like an older thing older people might say, not a younger.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, we're older. I mean, in this room, do you want to count up the years?
Oh, hey.
It's
we can
scary.
Go in order here.
It's scary. It's
you're so the baby, probably.
Mark is the baby.
Mark.
Mark is the baby. Then I'm next.
Sounded like a goat.
And then I think you and then Greg.
Yep.
But, yeah, he's the baby by 10 months younger than I am.
Okay.
Yeah. We were both born in 1956. But tell them what you say.
You were conceived in the year before, so...
He thinks I'm a year older because I was conceived in 55.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's really stinking thinking. Speaking of stinking thinking, you know, there's words and there's phrases that the next generation and even this generation won't ever say. And things like, that dude is so annoying, he's cruising for a bruising.
Oh, I don't even like that.
That is gone.
Thank God.
Cruising, remember saying cruising for a bruising?
Yeah.
No. I never said that.
Did you?
I never said it.
Yes.
I think I did.
Yes.
In a fun way.
What's fun about bruising somebody?
Well, just to say it. Hey, you're cruising for a bruising, kid. Clean up your room. You know, kind of a fun thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
I said that anyway.
You said that anyway?
No, they said that.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
There's lots of things that we said, like groovy. That won't ever come back. I don't think.
I always used to cringe when I said that word.
I never said it.
It's groovy. Ugh.
There's something about it. I agree with you.
It just doesn't sit right.
Yeah. I never said groovy.
I find these days most of my conversations start out with, did I tell you this already?
Oh,
or
gosh,
what was I
yes.
going to say?
Yeah. Yes. I say to Mark, did we go there?
I usually laugh.
When we were on vacation, did we go there? Did we go to that state?
That's what we need them for.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Greg helps me out quite a bit because I seem to have a lapse every now and then.
Mm-hmm. 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 I think it's because you and I have been together so long we're mirroring.
Syncopatico.
Yes. Greg, read us another one of those questions there, because those are questions that spouses can ask each other.
These are pretty good.
Pretty, any one of them.
I got one.
Okay.
Imagine waking up as a character in any film. Which movie and character would it be? Choose someone who might lead to exciting or hilarious scenarios.
Thor.
So that was the one I was going to read.
Thor. Was it?
Thor.
Was it? He had one.
Why?
That's every.
Because there's nothing wrong with the man.
He has a nice hammer, too.
Oh, I like him. I like him.
You want to wake up as Thor?
I would.
Really?
Oh, I'd look in the mirror all day.
So what would you be? Who would you be?
Does it have to be a movie?
No, you read it, didn't you?
I didn't.
Which would want film, was it? Movie?
I would. Film. I would want to be, see if.
That's a toughie. It's for some.
See, TV show, I'd want to be Lucille Ball. I'd want to be, I love Lucy. I would want to be Lucy. That's who I would want to be.
You could be Lucy and I'll be Carol.
Carol Burnett.
Yes.
Lucy and Carol.
Oh.
Yes.
What was the call she used to make?
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah, the Tarzan thing.
Tarzan, yeah.
Yes. Pulling okay, Greg, go ahead and read a question.
No, he didn't answer.
Oh, you didn't answer.
Who would you be, Greg?
The first person I thought of was Ricky.
Really?
Ricky who?
He's in charge of the orchestra.
Huh?
He's leading Ricky? The orchestra.
Ricky and Lucy.
Oh, Lucy and Ricky. Oh. That Ricky. Oh.
That Ricky.
Okay.
There's another Ricky.
What month were you born in?
Ricky Lake.
September.
What?
Because he wants to be Ricky.
So?
And I want to be Lucy.
So,
I'm going
so
home with him.
Switch?
No, is you're it, not.
It was a great show.
She's expensive.
I need more training.
That was a great show.
So do I. Just ask her.
Graduate school.
So I would be, thanks for asking, the donkey in Shrek. Because.
Yeah.
Pick me.
And he had fun, and he was not too serious at all.
Exactly.
And he just enjoyed life.
Yep.
That's my husband. He just wants to enjoy life. He didn't let anything bother him.
You want
almost
a room?
Yes, what about him? I'll take one.
What would your warning label be if everyone came with one?
Oh.
Mine would be danger.
Would it be?
I don't guess. Yeah. I don't know. The list is too long.
My warning. How about you guys? I can't think of one yet. What would your warning label be, Greg, if you had to wear it on your forehead?
Hazardous to your health. You like that one, Mark?
Mine would be caution.
Really?
Oh. Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And what did you say yours was?
I didn't. A warning label?
Uh-huh.
Things may appear larger in the mirror.
That's good. I like that. Yes.
No, they don't.
No.
That's because of your eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
A perfect metaphor for my life would be like someone trying to stand up in a hammock.
Oh. Yeah. Would you like to talk about this?
No.
Have you ever tried to stand up in a hammock?
Yes.
And how do you feel about that?
Hurt.
Yes, and did you want to talk more about that?
We're going down the wrong road.
I've never tried to stand up in a hammock.
I bet you tried to sit up.
I have. Well, I've fallen out of a hammock.
Who hasn't?
Yes.
Boy, that brought everything right to a screeching halt.
People in the 50s, you know, might have thought that they were frogs.
Hey.
Well.
Hey.
That's us out.
Well, I'll tell you what's going on here. This is what they used to say. They used to say, let's go back to my pad and have some drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody
mm-hmm.
says, let's
How
go
do you know that?
Back to my pad. I'm reading it.
Uh-huh.
I was a baby. Little.
Out of order. She's not reading from the top
No,
down.
I'm not. Oh, we have an orderly man here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's Scottish. Not, I didn't She's read, got dry humor.
I
He's,
didn't yeah. read from the top of the pay. Well, see, Greg, let me tell you something. We don't do anything in order here. Nothing.
I knew that.
There are no limits.
Nothing.
If you've
nothing.
Listened or are listening, you do know that.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Turns out a home DNA test is not a good baby shower gift.
Oh.
Oh. Which one is that?
It's not
on your list.
It's not on your list.
You have a special list. You have a very special list. All right, I'll ask one of the funny questions. Now, what number are you on, Greg?
3.
Read that one for us.
What's the most ridiculous fact you know? Share bizarre trivia that will make both of you raise an eyebrow or burst out laughing.
What's the most ridiculous fact?
Most ridiculous
fact. I love you.
That's not a ridiculous fact.
Hey,
that's a nice
I'm on this
thing.
Side of the bench.
The most ridiculous fact. Oh, the most ridiculous fact I know is that Social Security is taxed. There it is. There's mine.
That's not ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
There's another word for what that's called, but we can't talk about that.
Right, okay. Not on air.
That's my ridiculous fact.
Okay.
Do you have a ridiculous fact?
Not one that makes you angry, just in case, you know.
She picked a good one.
She means that she doesn't want you to say anything about her.
He can say whatever he wants, but he's going to have to eat it later.
Munch.
He's ready. He's totally ready. Most ridiculous fact. Can you think of one? It's hard to think of that.
Dogs are people, too.
Oh! I have heard
Do you have
that.
A grand dog?
Yes.
Dogs are people, too.
Yes.
We know that that's true, though.
Yes.
But cats are animals. Well, they are.
Be nice to
well, I am.
Them. Okay.
Well, oh, yes.
Do you have one?
A fact, yes. Massachusetts used to have a blue law. I don't know if they still have it. But if you don't have 13 cents in your pocket, you could be arrested for vagrancy.
Seriously? Oh. That I didn't know.
And that's on the books.
Well, it used to be. I don't know if it still is.
Well, some
but with all the cards and things we use now, nobody carries cash. Well, okay.
Do you carry cash?
Yeah.
How much?
13 cents.
more than 13 cents, yes.
My dad used to get mad at me if I didn't have cash in my wallet, and he always said, you need $100 on you. You need to have $100.
That's because he wanted you to spend it on him.
It's true. We would go out to eat somewhere, and I'd say, oh, I don't have enough. I'm going to put it on my card. And he'd be, you need cash. And then it's that pause that you know that you're going to have to pay whether you have cash or not.
Well, I just don't want to carry cash anymore.
Why? Why
Because
carry
somebody
it?
Would rob me and take it.
And it takes
up space. It's
easier
with the card. I don't have to think about what change is going on or
Craig
whatever.
Craig has something
you know,
to
there's
say.
There's a phenomenon in my household.
Phenomenon?
Yeah, phenomenon. Yeah, whatever you say.
Isn't that amazing?
When
honey,
I have cash
honey,
in my pocket.
She's manhandling him right now.
She always doesn't have any. And she
Oh, of course.
Says, you got $20?
Yeah.
It's like one of your kids, yep. Right? You give the $20, you never get any change back.
Greg had something to say. I could see it.
She just wants anybody to say something.
I've seen this movie twice. The That's not related to anything that's going on now.
Nothing is related to anything that's going on right now.
God.
Here's another thing that some people say, don't say any longer, but are either us or are like our grandparents. Like my grandmother used to say fiddlesticks.
Oh,
if
I
something
still
went
do.
Wrong, yeah. she would say yeah. fiddlesticks.
Yep.
My, I always heard.
She'd think something else.
That this is true.
Both of them.
How about this? This is a fine kettle of fish.
Yeah,
you've
yeah.
got us in. So yeah. that was something from a lot of the comedians,
mm-hmm. Laurel and Costello,
Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah,
this is a fine kettle of fish. You've gotten mm-hmm. us in. So that was another one that people would say. And then gee willikers.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
Gee willikers. What does it mean?
Nobody knows what a williker is.
What's what is a williker?
I can't
word.
Explain it.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Hey, listeners out there, mm-hmm. you know you can send us an email at
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And let us know what willikers means. We'll be back after the break.
What's going on here?
Good job.
Combining the miracle of modern technology with the secrets of ordinary street junkies. Producing this.
89.7 WTBR FM.
Support Pittsfield. For WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal. Opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com. Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
Whoa, like what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
And we're back. Let's just give you this announcement. Eatsa Pizza is back. Join PCTV and WTBR for the biggest and tastiest pizza event around. This will be happening on May 23rd at Berkshire Hills Country Club on Benedict Road in Pittsfield. Enjoy pizza from Pizza Trails, Dalton HD Pizza, The Locker Room, and much more, and decide who will win the People's Choice Award. Eatsa Pizza at Berkshire Hills Country Club on May 23rd. There are tickets available. You can get your tickets now at pittsfieldtv.org/pizza now. Berkshire Manatee, is that a pizza place?
I guess.
Kanosh Catering, Portabia Italian Eatery, Papa John's Pizza, Papa Joe's Restaurant, Zuko's Family Restaurant are the participants, to name a few. I'm hungry.
I'm getting there.
What's your favorite pizza?
Margarita.
Margarita?
Yeah. The white pizza.
White pizza with tomatoes and...
And no pepperoni.
Margarita pizza.
Mushrooms. Lots of mushrooms.
Well, why is it called margarita? If it doesn't have lime on it and alcohol and things.
Maybe they put lime on it. I don't know.
All right.
But it's good.
True or false?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Albert Einstein was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics for the theory of relativity. True or false? The Internet and World Wide Web are the same thing. True or false? And cows have best friends. So one of those is true.
All right. That pizza thing has got me thinking. What kind of pizza do you like, Greg? What's your favorite? Well, wait. Let's see if Bev knows your favorite.
I have a question for
you.
Was that
pizza.
A forward slash or a backward slash?
You know what? That, when I saw the slash, I thought, someone's going to ask me if that's forward or backward.
Thank you, dear.
And that slash
Non sequitur.
That slash is a forward slash. Is it, Mark?
That's what I would call
that
it.
That is a forward slash.
Yeah.
And it's the Berkshire Manateeks.
I don't know.
It's a forward slash.
Are we going this year, dear?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we should go.
It was fun.
That sounds like fun.
They had stuff that they were all trying to put together, like these lights and rides and things. Not really rides, but just obvious, stuff. And then nothing worked.
Oh, no. Like games or things?
Kind of.
This was a fundraiser.
Yeah.
Nothing worked.
And nothing worked? Oh, my goodness. Do you know his favorite pizza?
He doesn't usually eat pizza.
If you had to eat a pizza, what would you have on it?
Everything.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
What Mark's favorite pizza, I can answer for you.
I know you can.
Ham and pineapple, or if there's no ham, bacon.
That's good,
which
too.
Makes her face do this.
Because she's a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I'll eat all the bacon.
Thank you. I like the pineapple.
She hates vegetables.
Okay, she just ducked her head down.
Pastas, give me pasta.
Pasta, pasta, pasta.
She's a pastafarian.
A pastafarian?
Yeah.
So what's her favorite type of pasta?
Any pasta.
No, really? There is a favorite. Penne.
Oh, the pasta itself.
Yeah.
The penne.
Yeah.
Pasta is pasta, but all shaped different.
Well, I like penne because it's easy to eat.
And
it's not easy to make.
I don't care about that. I mean, I'm thinking about the eating part.
So it's texture?
No, it's just short, and you can pop it in your mouth, and you don't have to worry about getting spaghetti all over you.
Okay. What's your favorite pasta?
Lasagna noodles.
Lasagna noodles, because they come in lasagna. Yeah, exactly. It's the lasagna that he really likes, and he makes a killer lasagna.
I bet.
He makes a killer lasagna, and I'm going to brag on my husband. He makes a killer chicken pot pie.
Aw.
Yeah. Really good. Really, really good. All right. Onward we go. I had some things that I wanted to just share with you all from Reader's Digest. Roller coasters were invented to distract Americans from sin.
What?
So in the 1880s, a hosiery. But now, for those young people who don't know what hosiery is,
it's stocking. But if you don't know what stocking is,
it's pantyhose.
Yeah, and if you don't know what that is, you're out of luck.
His name was LaMarcus Thompson, and he hated that Americans were tempted to go to saloons and brothels. Now, this is a guy who invented hosiery. Oh, no, he didn't invent it. He was just a businessman.
Okay.
So he set out to straighten up one of the most immoral places he could think of, Coney Island in New York.
How is that immoral?
I guess they had brothels and saloons.
I guess, okay.
There he built America's first roller coaster to give New Yorkers some good, clean fun away from the seedier pastimes.
I always threw up on them.
Well, that is something that is not sinful.
But it's not... fun either.
Or for the person behind you.
Or under me.
Oh, that, I bet that's happened.
I'll bet you.
I'll bet. Yeah, oh, goodness me.
Next time I lose my mind, I swear I'm not even going to look for it anymore.
I thought you were still talking about the roller coasters.
No, but it goes in with that.
That's a pretty Mark brought something. I know you looked over there. Did you have a joke from that magazine?
Oh yes, here's one. My wife knows I've been cheating. She found my hidden letters. The friend replies, "You both take Scrabble too seriously."
Oh, and we used to play Scrabble a lot.
That's cute.
We get that.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I found my engagement ring in the bottom of a Scrabble bag.
You
where
did?
Where the letters go in the bag, and we were playing Scrabble.
I was too cheap to buy a box.
The box was extra.
Did he at least get on an E?
He
boxes
didn't.
Boxes cost money.
No. What?
Boxes cost money.
They do. The fancy ones, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Already had a nice velvet bag.
Yeah. Why not use the velvet bag?
Okay.
Yeah. So, Greg, I know that you're just dying to read another one.
Oh, yeah.
He keeps looking down, and I know he's got his heart set on one.
What's the most ridiculous fact you know?
We did that one.
You did that one?
Yeah, and that's my fact right there.
Oh, okay. Well, we did that, and we did that. Okay. Would you rather fight a one horse-sized duck or a 100 duck-sized horses? This absurd dilemma can lead to some amusing debate and reasoning.
I don't even understand what it means.
I read it and I don't believe it.
So that's one of the absurd...
A
horse-sized duck... What's the other one?
100 duck-sized horses.
100 duck-sized horses. So that's 100 little tiny horses.
I'll get a big blanket and just throw it on.
Right? Would you rather fight one duck the size of a horse?
Mark, go, but move on.
Okay.
We don't have any idea where they're to go there. That we're afraid.
Moving on now. Which song would play every time you entered a room? Lynn?
Which song would play every time I entered a room? I have to think about it. Give me a moment. Move on.
Hail to the Chief.
Frank? You took mine.
I don't know. What song would play every time you entered a room?
The theme song from Mighty Mouse.
From Mighty Mouse?
Here I am to save the day.
I love that.
Oh, my gosh. What would mine be? Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder.
I wonder all the time.
I wonder, yeah.
Up above the world so
Craig,
high.
Which one would you
like? A diamond
sky. What? Since I took yours, you can take it back.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Stop. All right, now we won't be interrupted again. Go ahead.
I've got nothing.
If you were a superhero,
yes.
What would it be? What would
it wouldn't be a duck.
Is that one of the questions, or did you just think that up?
Number 9.
Oh, I thought you made that up. I was like, yeah, you go.
I'd be Miss Invisible.
You'd be Miss Invisible?
Oh, you've just got these. Love to be invisible.
How do you do that? How do you pull that off?
What do you mean?
Being invisible.
Just, you can't see me.
I can't? Really? Would you like to talk about this?
I think she's gone off her Daffy Duck right there.
You're not invisible.
No, I'd want to be invisible.
That would be her superpower.
Oh, that would be your superpower. I must have gone...
Get with it, lady.
She's,
come
she's
on.
Blonde.
Keep
my...
Hey!
My super, you know what my superpower would be? I could eat and never gain a pound. I would be the eating superhero.
Can I start out by eating and losing and then going ahead?
Yes.
Okay.
And then you could be invisible.
That's true.
Yeah. What would yours be? I think
I've seen some blank looks before, but.
What would your superhero power be?
Putting.
What?
Putting.
Putting, because he's a golfer. Greg is a golfer. And today is supposed to be a perfect day for golf.
Hush.
And he would be a superhero putter. You would like a movie called Walking with Herb, and we're actually playing that at our church next month.
Yeah.
And it's about golf. That's all I'll say. And it's a comedy. It's funny.
A comedy about golf.
Uh-huh.
A long walk.
Walking with Herb. Mark, what would your superhero power be?
I'd like to be able to fly.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that too.
Fly?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to read minds.
You picked
three. No, that'd be scary.
You picked
that
three.
That would be scary.
You picked three. Are you going to be a multi-purpose superhero?
There you go.
Why not?
No, go, no longer.
I don't want to be just a clown. I want to be the whole circus.
You know, if I had a pet, you know what I would want? I would want, since we're talking about it, I would want a sloth.
Oh, gosh, why?
You know, well, I just read that, first of all, I just think that their slowness is cuddle. It's kind of a cuddly thing, their slowness.
Okay.
And I read that.
You see the size of their claws?
Well, I'd have them declawed. That'd be kind of cruel, wouldn't it?
Oh, how dare you?
So sloths can hold their breath longer than a dolphin. They can slow their heart and hold their breath for 40 minutes, a sloth, which is not surprising because sloths are slow.
They only go to the bathroom once a year, too.
A sloth?
Or something like that. It's every 6 months or something like that.
I think it's because they go all year, but it's so slow that you think it's only once a month.
It's like legislation.
We don't talk politics here.
Oh, God.
But we have touched on it a little bit, haven't
we?
We have.
Yes, we have.
Okay.
All right.
We're moving on. Moving on to other things.
Are we? All right, wait a minute. Let me see if I can find something that I really, really want to say that's not really important, but everybody should like it, and you know, that kind of thing. I'm changed my password to incorrect. So whenever I forget what it is, the computer will say, your password is incorrect.
I like it. I like it. How many times have you not remembered a password?
All the time. I have papers all over my office with all the passwords, and I'm just too lazy to get up and go get one.
So what do? You just...
I'd skip it.
Mark, is it wise to have lists and lists of passwords?
If it's safely kept.
Ah.
Thank you.
You need to keep it away from Greg. You need to keep it away. Do you know all her passwords?
No.
I don't think he knows any of them. Knows the bank one.
The bank password. Don't say it.
It's a joint checking account.
Uh-huh.
One of them.
I only think I know a couple of yours. You don't have very many, though.
I probably have more than you know.
Oh, fine.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, you know.
Well, you know the important ones.
The important ones. I don't have very many because I don't want very many.
It takes me 4 pages.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. One for everything?
Subterfuge.
Yeah. So, hey, today being in the shade means you're avoiding sun damage to your skin.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But in the 50s, being made in the shade meant things are going well for you. And you don't have a care in the world. Like, hey, now that I've got that new job, I got it made in the shade. Remember that?
See how excited she gets?
Sounds like she said it before.
This is history, everyone. This is something you don't ever want to forget. These types of important things that are important for your life, for your family, for your children, and for your future.
Okay, moving on.
She takes it too seriously.
Looking into essential oils, which one is it that calms people down? Because we might need it here. It's actually chloroform. Isn't it chloroform?
I think you're right.
I need that. I'm having a root canal this week.
Ow.
I want to be knocked out. I want to be knocked out.
Don't tell me. Tell the dentist.
Oh, my goodness. What else have you guys got here?
So Bruce says, I can't open this attachment. He's looking at something on his handheld computer. It says the file is corrupt. His friend says, try bribing it.
Ooh.
Oh.
Like it's a politician.
I just was going to say, Politics.
Yeah, that didn't do anything for me.
Greg, what have you got over there, buddy?
I'm running out of questions.
That's his nickname now,
buddy.
I
gave you the book. You open it to any page.
I read it already.
Read number 12. That's the bottom one. The last one.
If you could replace all the grass in the world with something else, what would it be?
Hemp.
So quick.
No hesitation.
Right away.
I was thinking bourbon, but I like yours better. I already gave my gallbladder to bourbon. True story.
For real?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
gone.
Oh, yeah.
The gallbladder's
oh,
gone.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. you don't. Men getting sick just drives me nuts because they know they're sick and they need to go to the hospital or the doctor, and they refuse until they drop dead, and then you got to carry them or, you know, just. God, men and being
so
sick.
If we were to enjoy
you know why my husband's my husband's moving on to something else because yes, we had that situation as well. Mm. But Greg, I just want to say you still have your liver.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Does bourbon affect your liver?
It's supposed to.
Oh yeah.
All right. We don't want you to give up the liver. Well, that one you kinda have to keep.
Well, I yes.
Yes.
So you were going to say something, Mark?
Yeah, if we were to enter a couple's game show, which one would we totally win or lose at?
Oh, gosh.
What's the one with the married couples that they they used to ask question? What would you?
Newlywed game.
The there you go.
Yeah.
We'd sink on that one.
I guess it would depend on the questions.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. It would depend on the questions. But
what's your favorite color?
Blue. Yeah. Oh.
That's why I have a red car. Or had one.
Well, now he's got a tungsten gold car.
Mark, a tungsten gold?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Tungsten gold?
Yeah.
What is that? What's different?
It looks like it's either gold or green or yellow, and we'll just never know.
It's a little bit of blend. It's a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
It's a boat.
Mark, if you could replace all the grass in the world with something else, what would it be?
AstroTurf, because you don't have to mow it.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
That is very good.
It still looks good.
We could do that. You could actually do that. If you buy enough of it, you can spread it out over your lawn and nobody would know the difference.
Oh, I believe that there are places in the country where they can't grow grass, so they put the fake stuff down. It looks very real, depending on how much money you want to spend. Yeah, and they don't have to mow it ever.
This is terrible because I'm getting some ideas.
Oh, I can see. I saw that look, and she was looking at Greg, and I saw the wheels turning.
Nothing.
I would replace all the grass with crab legs.
Oh.
And they have it
That'd
rain.
That'd be hard to walk on.
Have it rain butter.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
It's okay.
You'd be bloody feet.
Well, it's all right. I'd eat them. I'd eat all of it.
But what would be underneath them?
More crab legs. There'd just be crab legs and crab legs. Maybe there wouldn't even be the leg part, just the meat.
Oh,
and just
that
raining butter.
That would be
butter.
Better. You'd be slipping and sliding all over the place.
It's all right, as long as I could eat them. All right.
I found a strange piece of plastic on the floor that looks like it broke off of something, but I have no idea what. Better save it in the junk drawer until I die.
True.
That's my house.
You didn't just read that? That's true?
Both.
I sometimes am petrified to throw out something.
Uh-huh, because it looks like it goes to something important, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, so it goes in that drawer.
And then when I throw it out, I'll need it.
It's true. We have one of those, it's a battery-operated salt and pepper shakers. They are battery-operated salt and pepper shakers.
You gotta be
You turn them over, and there's a little plastic button, and you push it, and the salt grinds up and comes out. And,
oh, please.
And the little button, though, is a little soft plastic piece that pops out once in a while. And luckily, when it's popped out for me, it'll be in my on my thumb or it'll be on the counter.
But the other day, right?
The other day, I noticed the salt one was missing, the little plastic thing, and I thought, oh no! And I'm looking around, I thought, oh no! It's clear, almost clear. It's a blending in kind of a clear, milky color.
I'm so sorry.
And I thought, oh, it's so small. I bet we either vacuumed it up or it's gone. It went down the sink.
So does the it work?
I swept the floor. And guess what I found?
Oh, God.
Now, had someone not known what that was and swept the floor, they would have thrown it away.
Albert Einstein was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics for the theory of relativity, number one. Number two, the internet and the whole World Wide Web are the same thing. Number three, cows have best friends. There's only one true in that whole mess. What is it?
Okay. You can say it.
You can say it.
Oh, they can't see me?
No.
Now
number
he's
two.
A wise guy.
Greg?
He thinks it's the internet. You think that's false?
I think
or
it's
you think it's true.
I think three. I think that cows have friends.
Actually, studies have shown that cows become stressed when they're separated from their preferred companion, suggesting that these animals can have best friends with their group. And Albert Einstein was awarded the Nobel Prize for his explanation of the photoelectric effect.
Oh.
I knew that was false.
You knew that was false.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the internet and the World Wide Web are not the same thing. The internet is a huge network of networks, while the World Wide Web is a collection of information accessible on the internet.
And we learned something today. Ma. Ma. Do I sound like a cow?
Moo.
No. No. Hey, join us next time. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
And thank you to our guests.
Oh, most
guests.
Thanks
for having us.
Mark and Greg.
You were wonderful. The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.